Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Everybody, how are y'all doing today? And welcome to another episode of the Best Little Horror Podcast in Texas. Right now, we are at episode 8. Episode 8 is so great. With me, as always, is my beautiful and lovely wife, Jennifer. Say hi, sweetie.
Hi, sweetie.
See, there you go. She cares about y'all. And tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about, it is that time of year again. It's October-ish, so we're going to talk about certain folklore, certain legends, including the Blair Witch Project from 1999.
My favorite fucking movie.
Yes.
This is my favorite.
This is one of those movies that pretty much started the whole craze. I mean, it wasn't the first found footage film, but yet it was the found footage film that began, unfortunately, the found footage.
Snowballed everything.
Yeah. And now it's like the easiest thing to make is a found footage film. But this was one of the most successful, and it is to this date the most successful independent movie ever made. Overall, I think it was like, last time I checked, it was like $140 million, and the budget was only,
I don't know, like 80 bucks?
No, close. It was only, I do believe, $30,000 or something like that, $60,000.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah. Well, as this 1999 gem of a film, it stars Heather Donahue, Joshua Leonard, Michael Williams, who play their names, Heather, Joshua, and Mike, and it's directed by Daniel Merrick, Eduardo Sanchez, and it takes place in Maryland, in the woods of Burkittsville, Maryland.
Burkittsville or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
I don't know, we're about to hear it a lot in the first, like, 10 minutes.
10 minutes
of
the film, yeah. I would have a trailer set up. True. I would have a trailer set up and stuff, but technical difficulties, what happened last week pretty much happened this week, so I just got to go through my programming and take this Windows 10 out.
Instead, we'll just play like a little comedy clip of a woman
screaming.
And it's basically Blair Witch. Oh.
In October of 1994, three filmmaker students
disappeared in the woods near Burkittsville, Maryland, while shooting a documentary. A year later, their footage was found. So, this movie was released in 99?
Yeah, it was 99.
Yeah.
I remember seeing this on opening night with all my friends.
I wish I could have seen this on opening night with my friends, but I was only 6 years old.
Oh, my God. I'm an old fuck.
I was 6 years old when this movie came out.
I was in high school when this movie came out. And it was me and my friends are who are to this day. They're all dads now. They joined the dad club. They all got
dad
married.
Dad club.
Well, we all saw this in high school, opening night. I remember everybody in the theater was like, oh, my God. And here's the funny thing. Even my old man showed up, and he decided to sit with
his
us.
Father came and watched
my dad showed up, yeah. And he sat right next to us, and we were just watching this film. And we're like, oh, my God, this is different. This is amazing. And when it was all said and done after the last scene, everybody in the theater, mind you, it's a full house, no social media like it is today. It was like, you could just hear gasps and scary. I did my impression of Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels at that moment. Well, I should say Jeff Daniels at that moment from Dumb and Dumber, when Jim Carrey finally comes out with the orange tuxedo and he's like, yeah! And I look at everybody and I'm going, what? Yeah! And everybody's walking like, oh my God, I can't believe we just saw that. Oh my God, I'm going to have pictures. Oh my God. I'm like, they're not dead.
This movie was not real.
Yeah. There's no way a local police department wanted to give the footage, found footage of three dead hitchhikers, and we get to watch it live.
Fucking right.
We live in a society, folks, where people think of this, and they think it's real.
Like, I don't even know the comedian that
oh, I forget her name.
That
but
joke, but she, I don't know, why don't you say it? I didn't even see it.
She pretty much says, we live in a society where we saw three students, film students, mind you, on the big screen, meet their demise, and they decide to show it, and we thought it was real. Come on, folks.
Oh my God.
It was a good movie. It was a good concept. I loved it, but I remember seeing other found footage films growing up. I shouldn't have seen, like, there was The Last Broadcast, which was a really good one. There was also, of course, the original found footage film that everybody knows, Cannibal Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, really messed me up. And, of course, once in a while, you didn't know if it was real or not, was the original from Japan, the guinea pig experiment.
Oh, yeah, that was a really good one.
Those are really good ones
really good.
Right there. Yeah, I thought, I was like, I was like Charlie Sheen. I'm like, okay, you got me. This looks real. I'm calling the cops.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but just good special effects and everything, of course. But it was made on like an 8mm home film, you know, camera. And it's like, oh, my God, I just saw something. I'm going to need to hit that. Thank you. My nerves are shot. You know, that type of feeling is like, okay, no, this is fake. Oh, good, special effects. I want to be in this. But anyway, let's start out with the Blair Witch.
So it just starts out pretty basic. This is, you know, film students. They're basically just documenting everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're Heather.
Our introduction to Heather Donahue.
Our introduction to Heather.
Mm-hmm.
In her living room, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. I bet it is her real living room, too.
Probably.
Notice probably
I think
now,
they,
yeah.
they probably used, like, their actual houses and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're going over, like, all the books that they've got, the How to Stay Alive in the Woods,
mm-hmm.
ha, 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 because they've never been camping.
That's another thing I have to ask you, Jennifer, since you know pretty much, I'm pretty much, like, I would say the Catholic of the family, you know, the theology, but you are mostly earthly,
I guess.
I don't want to say witch because that's just a stereotype, but
yeah.
you are mostly the demonologist, I would say, of this group or something.
Okay.
How would you prepare to go if you're going to find a local folklore and it's a witch?
These guys didn't know what they were dealing with,
yeah.
and I don't even know what they're dealing with. This is fucking weird. Like, I think she just stops time. She takes you back in time or something. She puts
mm-hmm.
you in that, in those woods.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. She puts you in those woods with absolutely nothing, and it's in a constant time loop.
That's what my mother said, too.
Yeah,
my mom
that's what your mom said.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, when she first saw this movie, she was like, Mijo, the reason why they can't get around or they can't get away is they're in a time loop. She takes them to the past,
yeah,
and there's nothing around, and
that,
they just keep going over and over. And what happens? Blair Witch tells
yeah.
you, yep, it's a time loop.
Yeah, like, I was about to mention the second one, because the second movie, not the Book of Shadows, fuck you guys.
Kim Donovan
Blair
was so
Witch,
hot in that movie.
Like Blair Witch or whatever it was
yeah.
called. It actually did that shit. It made you either think it was aliens
mm-hmm.
because of that crazy like flash
mm-hmm. oh.
scene.
My correction, Kim director. Jeffrey Donovan was yeah, is Mike from he's also in it from Burn Notice.
Oh okay.
Okay yeah. But you're saying, sweetie?
So, oh shit.
Yeah, don't worry.
Okay. I don't know. Like, how I would prepare is,
how would you prepare? Like, when you
prepare
have, like...
Prepare for death.
Well, yeah, well, when you have, like, have sage or maybe some type of...
something purifying, like...
Salt, you know, like let's go, like, you know, like, say, you know, like Sam and Dean would do.
Mm.
You know, like, have salt, you know, for a barrier spell, you know, kosher salt, you know.
I was on a Supernatural episode where they deal with this. I think... it might actually exist. I don't know.
No, it does exist. It's a barrier. It's a barrier spell.
It's a barrier spell?
Yeah,
okay.
Evil
See,
cannot go through it.
I don't know. I don't know how I would deal with that. I guess I would bring, like, rock salt. I'd bring a little thing of sage. Just, you know, just to kind of make me feel better about dying.
I've hung out with a lot of that type before, and I've asked them the same questions. They would always say, of course, bringing... fresh sage, burning it around, you know. Mm-hmm. And then they would also say, like, rock salt, you know, purify salt, you know, because it's a barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't go beyond that barrier. It's kind of like concentrated land. Of course, the Bible always helps, stuff like that.
Yeah,
but if it's like a certain folklore, like this is in New England territory.
Yeah,
I would have something
New England, very,
Native American,
mm-hmm.
Puritan. So not only would I have the Bible, but I have something like maybe from a local tribe, like a shaman.
That's
or have
how you get the sage and the turkey feather.
Turkey feather, yeah, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And have certain, what do they call it when they throw it in the fire and it changes
mm-hmm.
different colors and stuff.
What?
There's certain, I forget the name of the element that they have. Like they,
it starts with an M. It's a green. It turns the fire green, and then it also leads, since it's something to do with copper,
mm-hmm.
the chemical, like the fire changes the element into copper.
Yeah.
So
it
that's
could be
why
blue,
they
it could
thought
be green.
It, that's why
yeah.
they thought the shamans were performing magic
mm-hmm.
because of that. That chemical.
Mm-hmm, but just the ritual itself.
And I forget what it is, and I can't.
Yeah. But stuff like that, I would, in other words, we would be prepared instead of just saying, hey, let's go to the local Dollar General and let's go buy some.
Let's go buy some fucking marshmallows.
Let's buy some marshmallows and buy some protein bars. And that's
well,
it.
Well, that's all they think they're dealing with is
and hot dogs.
Hike. They don't think that this is going to happen to them. They're just.
Yeah.
They're just curious. Like.
Curiosity killed the cat.
Fuck you, Heather.
She
all
really
Heather's fault, and she later admits it.
That's true. Well, as we see, there's a little montage of them going through stuff, having, you know, life is good. We're film students. Yay! It's Halloween time. And then, mind you, it does take place around Halloween time, so that makes it even more spooky. So.
And now they're just interviewing
townies.
Townies. Yep. They interview a couple people who do mention that there's this woman in a trailer park, Mary something.
Mm-hmm.
And they end up going and seeing Mary.
Oh, God, Mary. Oh, wow. She's amazing.
She's
folks.
Whacked out.
Whacked
she
out.
She talks about being like a ballerina. She talks about
being an actress.
Being an actress. She.
The thing is, folks.
Yeah.
When she was a young girl, she apparently met the Blair Witch. She saw the witch while she was fishing. And for some reason, the Blair Witch didn't kill her. I guess it protected
the Blair
her.
Witch. Decides who
mm-hmm.
she kills and who she chooses gets trapped in the woods. Like
mm-hmm.
like I said in the second movie, there was that couple that said that they kept going into the woods.
Oh, over and over, yeah, that young punk couple,
out,
yeah, with
the
cameras.
They found the cassette
mm-hmm.
tape or the.
They're the ones who found all the Heather stuff, pretty much.
The Heather stuff, the Heather tape.
The Heather tape, yeah.
It was just the tape. That they found. And yeah, I feel like we should have done that movie instead of this one.
But you can put both of them together and still
yeah,
make sense.
Yeah, you can, because the people that watched the Blair Witch Project more than likely saw this movie because they're just like, hey, this might have some answers. It doesn't have any answers.
It doesn't have any answers.
But it kind of does at the same time. Like, it gave us closure towards something.
It gave us closure to one chapter, like, okay, we finally see what the witch looks like, and no offense, it looks like the Slender Man.
No, what if that was Heather?
Or maybe it could have been Heather,
what if that
who knows?
Was Heather. No, but it did help us figure out that it was like a time loop.
It was a time loop, which we all agreed on, what that was like even before they even decided to make the sequel or to it.
Yeah, because, you know, there's like no birds, there's no wildlife, there's nothing.
Nope, no vegetation or anything, just water.
No crickets, dead quiet, like
mm-hmm.
constantly. That's
mm-hmm.
so eerie.
Oh, and this is one of my favorite scenes here. They talk to an old man who's at a convenience store and tell them about the local legends about Rustin Parr. He was a convicted child killer from Blair's town where the Blair Witch is from.
Oh my God, that was like in the fucking Blair Witch movie, the second one,
yeah, it was.
The third one or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really, really good.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked how they connected all of that it was like those kids.
Those kids, and then you see them, yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out the Blair Witch, like, possessed them, tell them to take all the kids from Blair and just kill them in the name of the Blair Witch, you know, the name of this, you know, the darkness, the devil, whatever.
If you kill enough, she'll let you out.
She'll let you out, yeah.
Promising him or something.
Yeah, and that's what happened to Rustin Parr, I think, is he got caught in the loop and he made a deal with the devil.
Wasn't he Rustin Parr?
That's Rustin Parr, yeah.
Yeah,
but,
he was Rustin Parr.
Yeah, but he makes a deal with the devil, you know, like the witch or whatever. Like, I'll give you enough souls if you let me go and live. But, of course, everybody knows. The minute you get enough, what happens? They just save you for last.
Yeah.
You're just the last schmuck to get killed at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, then they show this next scene of this single mom says, well, I know there's a Blair Witch who's out there, and she's got her little kid with her.
She literally has her toddler on her hip.
And her toddler is, like, screaming, no, mommy, no, no, and, like, covers her mom's mouth. And she goes, don't worry, sweetie, it's not true. It's not a real story. And then she mouths words to Heather, it's real, you know. Here's the thing, though. That part right there was not was rehearsed or anything. That was all improvised.
Yeah.
The mom just did it. I mean, the mom said about it, and it scared the little girl really much. She didn't want to hear that stuff.
Yeah.
And they kept that in the film because it was too...
It was real.
It was real. It was a real feeling.
It had a really nice, like, hey, that's not... That's
gratuitous. Good. We got to keep this. This is too good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can hear, like, I don't go up there. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. They're doing the interviews.
They're doing the interviews. And then they talk to this one young guy.
We've seen the movie, like,
oh, yeah. Then they talk to this one guy. And he talks about, like, when we were young kids back in the 80s, our babysitter or our parents said, you were to go to bed early, otherwise the Blair Witch will get you, stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, basically using, like, the Blair Witch as, like, what is it? To get your kids to act right.
To get your kids to act right. It's their local boogeyman.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's it. As
it was their boogeyman to come and get them at night.
Yeah.
And then they talk to one guy, says, hey, you hear about the Blair Witch? And the guy's like, nope.
Woman, Mary. And this is how they get married.
Oh, Mary, I'm telling you, she looks like a million bucks.
And she is gripping that Bible.
Gripping that Bible. She's got, like, this shawl all over her, some type of dress. It looks like a denim dress, those heavy ones
mm-hmm.
that you see.
Rosary beads.
Rosary beads, everything. Her hair bunned up, no makeup.
Mm-hmm.
But her face, I'm not going to lie, looks like that meth face. That dementia meth face, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get you. And she's, like, explaining her story, and she's kind of explaining what the witch looks like.
Mm-hmm.
She's all black, but it's feathers, and she looks hairy, but it's feathers.
It's feathers, more like a, and she goes, like, oh, like hair? She goes, more like a fur, you know, like a fur. She was just hairy, and don't forget the 21 skidoo, you know, that type of, she is really trying to stay on reality plane
mm-hmm.
here. You're like, she's just, it's one more month, two more months, and she's going to go to a state hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, I see Grim is here. Grim, our nice kitty.
Mm-hmm.
We have Finn, our other one, who likes to say hi to everybody, but it was a bad night, so bad day.
Yeah.
So he's in the corner,
no,
the Blair Witch
corner.
No, I'll let him out here in a minute, I promise.
Okay.
No, this is it. He's a ballerina.
So this is when Heather is going off on, I think this is Mike. Is that Mike?
That's Josh.
Josh
is the long
Josh
hair.
Is long hair.
Yeah.
Mike is short hair. Okay,
yeah.
Mike is the one with the sporadic
hair pattern.
Chest hair.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it now.
Josh looks like he belongs in it, like he's a lead singer, a lead guitarist.
He belongs in Nirvana.
Nirvana, so say, yeah, it's the 90s, so it's like an alternative band of some sort.
Yep, and Heather just looks like Heather.
Heather's your determined, strong will, alpha woman who's like, no, I'm right, you're wrong, we're going to do this. It's all about,
This is my project.
This
is my dream.
This is my dream. This is what's going to make me to get to Hollywood or make me get on Discovery Channel.
This is going to make me famous.
You know, balls to the wall. Yeah, no nonsense.
So this project is just her baby.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's one of those things. This project
it's
is
a passion
her
thing
baby.
For her. Yeah, absolutely. Now they're hanging out in the hotel room, having a good time.
Drinking it up.
Drinking it up. Okay, now here it is, guys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, boys and ghouls, boils and ghouls, as I say. You got college students here, and they're drinking, smoking pot, and drinking and everything.
Yep.
You mean to tell me nobody hooked up? There, I said it out loud.
I think it's heavily implied later that, you know, Mike and Heather – could have, but...
just to keep their sanity?
Just to keep their sanity.
I mean, it makes sense. It's the most human thing you know, affection, touch, you know, caring about somebody, humanity.
But for shit's sake, they both could have been gay and we wouldn't, didn't know it.
That's true.
Both Mike and Josh could have been gay.
No, not Josh. I know Josh was because
he
never had
a girlfriend.
And if you guys remember, his girlfriend actually gets interviewed. Let me turn that down a bit. Sorry there. His girlfriend actually gets interviewed on a Sci-Fi Channel special. They had a Sci-Fi Channel special when this movie came out. It was an hour and a half show, and it's also on the DVD that I have or the Blu-ray special edition. And it interviews all the victims, you know.
The victims, in quotations.
Parents, friends, everybody, like, what would make you think they ran away? Did they disappear? Did they just get in their car and walk off? Who would want to kill them? Why would they leave? You know, stuff like that. And they show you where, like, Mike pretty much, he's the heavier set guy, the funnier one. He's pretty much comes from, like, your nice suburban, you know, mansion house, New England area, kind of like Amityville. That's
continue.
Pretty much. Huh?
Continue.
I'm sorry. And then, you know, he's just, why would he run away? He was like a football star, all this stuff, and he wanted to do movies. Heather's character, strong-willed. She wouldn't have a reason to leave at all. She's a pillar of the community. She does a lot of film, you know, they help out with kids. And Josh had his own band, and he was actually engaged with his girl,
mm-hmm.
and for some reason disappears as well.
So they did, like, an actual interview. So what you're telling me is that they did, like, an interview with the girlfriend, like, hey, why would this happen? And,
mm-hmm.
like, making the movie seem more real?
More real, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because you were confusing me, sir.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that,
like,
you
yeah,
got
to... did an interview with the girlfriend. I'm like, okay, so did they do an interview with her? And
well, like I said, it was a show on the
movie?
Sci-Fi Channel is what it was. It was another mockumentary.
Okay.
Because remember, there was hardly any social media or anything at that time, so it just
yeah,
made, their, made it real.
Yeah, nothing going on. There's no MySpace even. Like,
none of that.
Right. Now they're interviewing fishermen,
oh, yeah.
and the fishermen are just like, son, don't do it.
So these two old guys, they're great.
Like,
I love them.
It.
I love these guys.
They're kind of great. I love these guys.
They're pretty much Abbott and Costello. They keep doing what we like to do to each other. They're just interrupting
yeah,
each other about the local legend and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the heavier set old guy is like, everybody knows that this place here, over there, this place has been haunted for years. It's because of that old lady.
Yeah, he was talking about Coffin Rock. And later on,
and
like,
then, of course, the younger guy looks at him and goes, oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah. Let's see. I really like this movie because, like, during the production of it, they were giving, you know, Heather, Josh, and Mike, like, less and less food. They're driving crazy, not letting them sleep at night.
No, I'm sleeping at night, going through their stuff,
taking
mm-hmm.
their shit.
Yep.
The director at one point, the scene with the kids hitting the tent.
Yeah.
That is my favorite scene.
That's everyone's favorite.
I've always wondered how they did it.
Yeah.
They got little kids to dress all in black, like black shadow suits or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they hit the tent really quick and then ran off backwards really quick.
Yeah.
So that whenever Heather and Josh ran out forwards, you know, they wouldn't catch the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And also, all the creepy sounds that they were hearing were from a fucking boombox.
Yeah.
I love that.
That is so great. Like, if you guys go hunting, ladies, you know, gentlemen, and everybody goes hunting, you know, out in the woods, and you hear deer, you know, a deer make a certain sound, or just, you know, animals just in general. Well, they really pulled that off very well, and they just did all that during the daytime while they slept, so they could walk around at night
mm-hmm.
and made the noise and just put on a big boom box.
Yeah, like the cracking of the woods and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And they also did that with Josh.
Yeah. Poor Josh.
Poor Josh, yeah.
Poor Josh. Let's see. Oh, cool. I found a thing that's like, sorry, guys. 17 facts about the Blair Witch Project.
Well, all right, what happened?
I don't know if you want to go through all 17 of them. We don't really have to. We can just kind of go through. Basically, the script was just a 35-page outline.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, like they just kind of gave them like the basic summary of what they were going to talk about
mm-hmm.
throughout the movie, and they just took it from there.
Yeah.
That's why the movie felt so real. Apparently, since it was such an improvised film,
yeah.
the audition process was, like, really, really weird, apparently. I don't know how. Oh, they just said just make random shit up, basically.
Go with it. They would always give them a topic or an idea for the next, for the day, and then they'd have to take it from there, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were some times where they would tell the other person, okay, don't let them know that you're about to do this.
Heather said that in order to test the improvised, improvisation? Yes, improvisational skills in the candidates. As soon as each potential actor entered the room to audition, he or she was immediately told by one of the directors, you've been in jail for the last 9 years. We're the parole board. Why should we let you go? And if the actor or actress hesitated for even a moment, the directors concluded the audition.
Wow.
And that's how they did that.
Nice.
That is great. So Heather, Josh, and Mike were...
That's why they were always...
We're all just...
On each other every time there was some shit going on between them.
All right. The three main actors were paid $1,000 a day.
$1,000. That's scale right there, baby.
Just walking around in the woods and just scream like... insanity shit. Screaming and singing the national anthem.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, my God. Number four. Heather and Josh were supposed to be former lovers. That's why.
That's why.
Okay.
Told you.
All right. We did feel that shit.
We did feel that shit.
Heather did say Josh was Mr. Punctuality in an acidic in-joke.
Leonard was very late that day, and it was annoying to the directors that they decided to kill off Josh first instead of Mike.
Oh.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Mike was supposed
great.
To die first. Oh, man, wow. And since Josh was so late, let's know we'll kill him first.
Yeah, that's funny. The teeth and the twigs were actual human teeth.
Oh, wow.
That's funny. They were supplied by Eduardo Sanchez's dentist, and the hair was Josh's real hair.
Ooh, nice, nice, very nice.
Number six, the actors used GPS trackers to find their instructions for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So they, okay, I didn't know that. That is neat.
That's awesome.
Didn't know they had GPS back in
99. It was those big yellow bars.
Mike.
Yeah.
The sounds of the children actually terrified Mike, as they would me too, because children terrify me.
Oh, especially when Mike, that one scene is so genuine, when Mike pretty much goes, Heather's like, get out here. No, I'm not getting out there. Why?
Out there.
Because there's nothing out there, though, because you're fucking scared. Now get out there. Fuck that. I'm not going. And he has the boom mic, like, as far as he can, you know. It's like being a little kid. You go through that one dark room in a big house, and you have to turn on the light, but you don't want to go in there, so you just turn your head around, and you're moving your hand up and down trying to find the switch.
Mm-hmm.
So the boogeyman...
Because you're fucking scared.
Because you're scared.
They did have a safe word. They had a code word for whenever they wanted to speak out of character,
mm-hmm.
and that word was taco.
Nice.
Tacos. Yeah, right? It was too expensive to get some of the right things. Okay. Let's see if I can actually read this without fucking up. What would have been some fun foreshadowing, the directors wanted to have the animals, we've got to get out of this place, playing on the car radio in the beginning of the film, but that was too pricey for the producers to keep.
Oh, wow.
They did manage to get the rights for Heather to quote the theme from Gilligan's Island, as well as approve the show for their power bars.
Nice.
All right, that's good.
Oh, I love this part when they find a dead rat, and Heather's like, what killed this dead mouse?
What did kill it? There's
witchcraft.
Nothing fucking there.
Witchcraft. And then all of a sudden you hear Josh in the background, how about God?
How about God?
It's so funny. But now it makes sense. And see, here's another thing. I noticed that when Heather is like, Josh has the camera. Heather's going to use the restroom, taking a squat, and then Josh is like focusing on her, saying, is that the Blair Witch? No, it's Heather taking a piss. Oh, come on, would you just go? And he's still filming. It makes sense now that, okay, they used to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that perspective.
They would have kept that, it would have made it.
It would have made it. When I first saw it, I was like, that's kind of creepy, and you're not giving her privacy to use the restroom. You know, don't do that. No, no.
Fair.
Yeah.
Number 10, shooting was finished on Halloween night.
Ooh, what a good way to go.
Oh, man. Let's see. Josh was the one that went to the hotel first, right?
Like, yeah, Josh.
Because
remember, yeah, Mike, big guy, little guy, you know, Mike was supposed to be the first one to go.
Oh, man. The story you told me last night about Mike going to the hotel and just, like, pigging out and shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The funny thing is, since they killed off Josh first, Josh pretty much, it was the night, it was the last night of shooting where Mike and Heather are going through the Blair Witch house, or Justin Parr's house, to see, you know, and of course everybody knows.
Rustin Parr,
thank you. And of course, as everybody knows, when they get to the bottom of the basement there, you know what happens? Their demise.
Yeah.
Well, while that scene was going on, Josh is pretty much hanging out, you know, in a nice suite. He says he's watching Monday Night Football. He's eating a burger, you know, from room service, stuff like this. He has a hot, he says he just took a hot shower, had a towel, not towel, but like, you know, one of those nice elegant robes. Anyway, he's living the cushy life. And he says, in walks these two people who look like they've been on the set of Dawn of the Dead for I don't know how long. And they look at me and they hate me with contempt.
They hate me with a passion.
They're dirty. Their eyes are bulging out of their heads from lack of sleep. They haven't bathed in a while or anything.
They'd be more sunken eyes. They wouldn't be bulging.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just sunken eyes. And they just like, they don't even say anything to him. The first thing they do is they go take their own showers in their own places. And then he says it took a whole day and a half for them to come back to say, hey, how you doing?
Hey, Josh.
They were that.
They were probably sleeping the whole time.
That, yeah.
19 hours of footage was edited down to 90 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, they had a lot of stuff for this movie. It took Sanchez and Myrick 8 months to cut the movie for its Sundance premiere, and their initial cut was 2.5 hours, and the scenes taken out of the theatrical version were used for the website and the faux documentary that ran on Sci-Fi.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
They had more than enough footage.
Yeah, more than enough.
More than enough. Because normally when you have something like this, you film a lot of stuff, but the point is none of it's any good. You can't use any of it.
Yeah. Oh, and the reason that we're talking about all these facts is because, you know, it's just them walking through the woods before they lose their mind. Like, that's basically it. It's a whole bunch of, you know, funny one-liners from Heather and Josh to something creepy between Heather and Josh.
Yeah. And then Mike pretty much
saying something.
Something as well, just to be an ass about it.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite thing is, one of the lines is,
Mr. Punctuality.
Oh yeah, like when they're having the campfire and it's their night one, and they're cooking and having a good time, and they're talking about Gilligan's Island and stuff, and he goes, you know what, Josh, you're kind of like, you know, the skipper, you know that, and Mike over there is kind of like, you know, you're Gilligan. You're kind of like the captain, and he's kind of like Gilligan. He's going, Gilligan, and he goes, hey, let's stop him for a second, all right, you TV illiterate people? It's the skipper, you know, and they just start laughing, having a good time. They're good friends at first. Then Heather really goes on the impasse of, like, not knowing where to go. They're getting lost because
she knows where to go.
It's the Blair Witch who's really doing it.
Yeah.
And then they start not trusting each other. One thing leads to another, and then it's like drama. It's like working at a restaurant. Drama, drama, drama. Jeez, one thing after another.
It's working anywhere, honey. Sanchez created the movie's website himself.
Oh, nice.
That's cool. That's really good for him. A lot of people really thought the three actors were dead. That's not news.
That's not news at all. Everybody thought so.
Yeah. Donahue's mother even received sympathy cards.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Oh, check this out. You're going to like this. No one ever met them or anything like that. They all showed up on MTV's, it was a TRL episode. And it was about, like, they kept going with it and stuff. And like, oh, by the way, guys, it's not real. Here they are. And they all showed up on TRL. I forget which episode it was. And then they all talked. And Mike, in real life, he was a PA. He was a personal assistant working at MTV Studios, New York.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Let's see. This one was actually true. Mm-hmm. This one happened to me. Fact number 14, some moviegoers got physically ill because of the shaky camera work. There was like some sort of rumor or legend that this movie will make you sick if you watch it because of the shaky camera work. And
yeah, there's no curse, no nothing.
I get motion sickness.
Yeah, motion sickness. No curse or any of that BS.
Apparently, one person per screening got sick and asked for a refund. Only Josh is still a full-time actor. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. Let's see. He was in Mike Quit His Furniture Mover Job on Late Night with Conan O'Brien soon after the Blair Witch Project was released. only to return to it to supplement his acting income for his support, to support his wife and kids.
Oh.
That's funny.
Well, Heather.
Oh, my God. Heather is currently a medical marijuana grower and the author of a memoir.
Wow.
Good for you,
yeah.
Heather.
Well, the thing is that she also did two other movies. I have them here. One of them is a sci-fi series called Taken.
Mm-hmm.
Not Liam Neeson's Taken. It was a sci-fi series Steven Spielberg did.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Taken. It was about the UFO cover-up at Roswell, very X-Files. It was a very good one.
Mm-hmm.
And then also she did another movie called Morgue, and it's an independent film. I have it here also on Blu-ray and DVD. I was a huge Heather Donahue fan. I thought she was really a good actress. Her emotions, over the top.
Her anger?
Her anger, but she was real. That's why I liked her. And every one of those movies she's in, those two movies, it's the same, just intensity.
Okay, fact number 16.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to interrupt, but
no.
Run a rant about Heather, and I was feeling a little jealous.
Okay.
So anyway, Burkittsville, Maryland has dealt with vandalism and creepy fans. Of course it has.
Mm-hmm.
Any place that gets the publicity from a horror movie is going to have its creepy fans. They actually had to change the address of Amityville House.
Yeah.
Because people kept, going up there and taking pictures, wanting a tour of the house. There's a family that lives there, guys.
Mm-hmm.
a family lives there.
Even happens here in Texas. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you have creepy fans who want to go over there now. What else? The Monroeville Mall, which is now pretty much from what I hear, is you don't want to go in there unless you're armed. It's
mm-hmm.
gotten really bad throughout the years. That's where they filmed Dawn of the Dead, the original. Of course, Blair Witch, they had a sheriff's department.
Mm-hmm.
They were always out there and everything because kids would actually try to make their own Blair Witch movie or whatever, and they would actually get lost in the woods.
Yeah.
The park rangers were there all the time. I remember
yeah.
they talked about that a lot.
Yeah. Let's see. And number 17 was, let's see if I can remember. Sorry.
It's okay.
No, I always fucking do this. Okay, there's been talk of a third movie. Like a movie after this one, this latest one, like a prequel to it.
You're right. What it was supposed to be was the origin of the Blair Witch.
Yeah, I think that was, is that what that was supposed to be? Okay, because this thing came out in July of this year. July 30th,
mm-hmm.
this article came out.
It's always been
courtesy of Mental Floss, by the way. Thank
yeah.
you.
It was always in development hell, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, at first, when they thought, okay, this Blair Witch movie's doing so good. Okay, let's do a sequel. Okay, sequel's not so good. Okay, let's do a prequel. And Heather Donahue,
mm-hmm.
they wanted Heather to be the Blair Witch.
Oh, that would
have
been okay.
To make her the character and why her, and it would have been focused around her. And
that would have been pretty cool. I would have watched that.
Mm-hmm.
I like Heather.
Because she's apparently the main focus. Forget the other guys, but she's apparently the main focus in each one of these movies.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Because this was like her project.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what they were doing that for. Okay. Has it come to the part where they find all the creepy sticks?
No, not yet. The Blair Witch Men, Wicker Men, not yet.
Okay.
No, that's in a couple of days.
Wicker Men? Oh, my God.
That's what they look like, yeah.
No, they're just like figure literally things.
But you've got that big one, that really big one.
Yeah,
that's what they call the Blair Witch Wicker Men.
That is literally on everything that involves the Blair Witch.
So. Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
I love their little raincoats.
Oh, God. Oh, his little
Mike's
raincoat. Yeah, Mike is wearing his little Georgie boy raincoat.
Georgie
raincoat.
there we go.
And there he goes, Mike, going in. Don't tell me to relax. Don't fucking tell me to relax, man.
Tell me to relax. Is it? Oh, and Mike's the one that loses the map. He throws it right in the river.
Well, Mike's the one, yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for that scene to come up. I am putting
this mic right next to
that speaker. And we're going to listen to Heather and Mike duking it out.
I love it when Josh is like, you need to stop, okay? You're being an asshole, and you're being an asshole, all right? Listen, if anything, we're going more aligned. And he puts his thumb you think he'd be pointing with his forefinger in front of him? No, he points his thumb behind Moody, and he's like, we're morally going back that way. Like, they're lost. They have no clue whatsoever.
No idea where they're going. this witch is just fucking with everything. She is turning everything around. I don't know how this is happening, but it is so good.
She's good.
This is so good. And I was one of those few people that got motion sickness
uh-huh.
watching this movie. Yeah.
And then, of course, at this night, it's like, we should set camp. And you hear one of them like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
No, I'm not setting camp again. No.
I'm not setting camp in this fucking place.
If it was up to me or the missus here, but just me personally, I just thought I'm in the woods. It's quiet. I'm happy.
It's too quiet.
Okay, it's
anyone
quiet.
Die.
It's too quiet.
Yup.
And then after a while, 3 days later, I'm barking at the moon. I'm butt naked. I've got mud on my face, and I've made like my own tribe in the woods or something.
God, come on.
Very Lord of the Flies, you know.
Oh my
you know.
God.
What?
Chill. It is not Lord of the Flies, and you're not a schoolboy, and you're not taking a whole bunch of other schoolboys out.
No, but the point is, I was just going primal. That was just a joke. I was just going primal, saying I've gone crazy because I can't get anywhere.
Do a better like reference, not Lord
okay.
of the Flies.
Okay, and then I guess I'll just go Castaway.
All right, that works.
Here you go, guys. Castaway, marriage, great. Anyway.
Lord of the Flies.
But you guys don't understand. You know, you just like, you know what, finally forget it. Let's go chase wildlife and stuff. And, oh, wait, the Blair Witch is there. No, I can't because there is no wildlife.
There is nothing. Let's see. Oh, that's cool. This is one of the crazy nights. But they're hearing stuff. What are you doing?
Oh, no, I thought I was listening to hear this part, and which night they were at. They started hearing deers and stuff like that. They think it's like, and then they started hearing a cackle as well. And I think this is the night where they need to go out there with the headset. And, Mike shows up there with the boom mic.
With the boom mic. Why
yeah.
does he have a boom?
He's got a boom mic because he does not want to get out there very closely. He's just like, no. I'm staying in here. No, come on, get up. You have to get in here. You have to do your job.
Because you're fucking scared.
You're scared. He goes, no, I'm not scared. I just don't want to go out there. And you just see his face looking in the corner of, like, the tent going.
The tent, yeah.
No, I'm okay with that.
He is not leaving that tent.
And then this is the next scene where, I think they wake up the next day and then they find the rocks.
The box?
The rocks.
Oh, the
stack of rocks. Yeah, you know, three pillars of small rocks.
Yeah, all around the tent.
All around the
so
tent.
So creepy.
Mm-hmm. As in, I think they have been barked now.
Yeah.
And it's like, yep.
Wait a minute. What in the second movie left all of those, like, sick men?
The Blair Witch?
But, no, she has,
no,
like,
what second movie are we talking about? Are we talking about...
I'm not talking Book of Shadows. If I say the second movie, I will never talk about Book of Shadows.
Okay.
Okay. So, in that one, wasn't it the girl in that one couple that was leaving them?
Yes.
So then, what did it in this one? Was it the girl from that second movie leaving it?
No, because this happened before those people even showed up.
But did it?
Once again, that's the inception moment. Yeah, we don't know. It could have, like, this could simultaneously be happening since they're using time warps now and they're using dimensional whatever. This
yeah.
could be happening simultaneously. We don't know about it.
That makes me love this movie even more.
Yeah, it makes it even more mind being blown now.
Yeah.
So we don't know if it was the young couple from the Blair Witch or if it's actually the Blair Witch herself. Doing.
I just think she gets a lot of people to do her dirty work for her.
Pretty much, until it's time to kill them and grill them.
Yo.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So Heather's just constantly filming these rock aisles.
They're rock,
and,
yeah.
And Josh wants to go. He wants to pack up, and he wants to go and try to figure out how to fucking get out of this place.
Oh, and this is the map part. There's like, where's the map? I don't have
the map. I'm not playing, Heather. Where's the map?
It's really good. This is a really good scene right here. And then,
yeah,
of course, you hear Mike
not,
in the...
It's not this part. It's whenever they find out that Mike threw it in the river is the good part.
Oh, yeah. That's
like,
true. Yeah.
Not,
Josh
not
is,
this
yeah.
part
okay.
Yet.
Josh is pretty much saying, I'm not going to go into your goddamn jeans to get your goddamn map, Heather.
Yeah.
And the way these two keep yelling at each other and arguing, like I said, this sounds like a couple going at it.
Yeah, so if they had actually, like, said something about Mike, not Mike, about Josh and Heather being, like, a couple back in the day, like, they had at least, something. Like, yeah, that would have...
Because I was always like, man, he must just not like women. That's just what I felt like. Josh, like, he just don't like women, man. You're just an asshole, controlling freak. No, they were just a couple of them, but, of course, they took that out. So.
And, of course, Heather being as headstrong as she is,
mm-hmm.
you know, him talking to her like that was probably, like, basically their whole relationship. We're in the middle of the fucking woods. We don't have a fucking map.
And you hear Mike, then they do a cut scene of Mike going, the map's gone? Like he's totally innocent and he's just defeated. He's like, the map's gone?
The map's gone?
It's really good. And he goes, okay, no, we're going this way. He's pointing left. We're going this way, and we're going to keep going this
Mike's
way.
Mike's already walking.
Mike's like fuck
Mike's
this. Let's walk.
Walking.
Let's go. I just want to go home. I want to go home. I want to go home.
Yep.
See, what makes us think that what everybody knows is when Mike is the one who's actually destroyed the map, was Mike at that time, like, he doesn't know either. Maybe he could have been possessed by the Blair Witch or
no.
something and got rid of it?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Well, that was a cool concept. Trying
no,
to give him
no,
some.
No. I think he knew damn well what he did, and he was not going to let them figure out that it was him until
mm-hmm.
he was ready for them to know.
And I love how Josh is just like, you know what,
and
if anybody needs to find me,
on his backpack,
I'm under this tree right here, man. That's another thing, man. They're out here in the woods, and none of them, yeah, they had cigarettes. None of them were carrying. None of them were carrying anything. It just, Josh looks like your typical guy who just wants to sit down and relax, maybe smoke a bud and be left alone.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, they probably smoked it all that first night.
Probably did.
You know, they weren't expecting all this bullshit. They probably smoked it all in the hotel room, maybe. I don't think they even smoked at all. I think they just drank. But if you remember, Mike finds some cigarettes in the bottom of his bag.
Oh, yeah, he does. That is when Josh goes on a rant going, if we ain't found shit by tonight, I don't know, but
yeah.
he was almost on his way.
Like,
he almost,
I've got a job, I have a girlfriend, I've got, like, people are going to notice that I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm gone, and if we're not back by 9 a.m. tomorrow, we ain't found shit. Oh, it's so great. Oh, yeah, then they try to go through the lake.
The river. Why didn't they just follow the river, but they kept trying to?
They did that. You're right, though.
They
did
follow
the river, because
that's
everybody knows to find civilization. If you're ever lost in the woods, Or you're stranded somewhere, just follow water, follow the river, because it leads to civilization.
More than likely, yeah.
More than likely, it's supposed to. That's the old saying.
You'll come across something.
Mm-hmm.
Dead body.
This isn't a Stephen King novel. But normally
it's
Stephen
not.
King novels, you'll find a dead body somewhere, yes.
Yeah, don't ever play in the creek in a Stephen King
mm-hmm.
book.
No. Or what are they called?
What?
Where they found where Pennywise was?
The sewers
within the little...
The storm drain?
The storm drain, yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't follow the storm drain.
I'm great at charades, guys. Oh, my gosh. And there's only, like, 38 minutes left in this movie. It's, like, it's basically halfway done.
Yeah, pretty much halfway done.
This is such a short movie. They had 19 hours of...
But, well, I think what made the movie just keep going is that they never stopped. They just...
They never stopped and gave up. They kept going.
Well, they kept going, but not only that, just the personal drama, it never got stale. It just kept going and going, and
well,
they
yeah,
just kept
I mean,
picking
that's...
on each other and picking on each other.
Yeah, that's human nature.
Yeah, that it is.
Sadly.
And then, of course, Josh is giving Heather the finger.
Josh giving Heather the finger. Oh, yeah. Heather fell in the river. She
yeah.
She upset because her shoes and socks are wet. But to be honest, I'd be pretty pissed off, too.
Everybody would, but the point is, like, then why are you laughing? It's like, we have nothing else to do. This is keeping our sanity. We're just laughing, not at you. We're laughing at the situation.
Yeah.
It's,
this is whenever Mike says that he threw the map in the river. Yay. He just kicked that fucker into the creek.
And it felt like it was like the weight of the world was off his shoulders. It was done. He's like, yes, I did it. I don't care.
I've done it.
I feel better now.
Josh goes up and like tries to punch him.
Josh and Mike are about to go fisticuffs right here. And the bad part is they're best friends, you know, in this, their characters anyway. He helped him.
You can't tell me that you and your best friend haven't like duped it out at least once.
Maybe once or twice, three times a charm. Everybody does. But then when it's all said and done, you're like, you feel better? Okay, you feel better? You want to get a beer? Okay, let's get a beer.
Are you done?
You done? It's like Amityville Horror when George punches his best friend. Are you finished? And he's like, yeah. Do you want to go get a beer now? You feel better? And then I don't know what got into me. Yeah.
Yes, what? I mean, it was useless. I mean, Josh isn't totally in the wrong.
Mike, you're right.
Mike isn't fully in the wrong.
You're right, I mean, Mike. Like,
fucking same with Josh for recording Heather while she was peeing. Fuck you.
See? I got
that. Oh, there we go.
I got that. They're just going at it. Mike is now telling Josh.
Give me the compass.
Compass ain't gonna do crap.
You betrayed us.
Way beyond. It's not being noble, high and mighty, all right, Heather? Knock it off.
Honor doesn't work in the fucking woods when you're dying, okay?
Don't get it. And you got a witch, all right? This isn't a rescue operation. This isn't Black Ops. This isn't a rescue operation. This isn't a military engagement. This is being stuck in the woods and some 500-year-old Blair Witch monster is trying to kill you.
Okay, oh my God. What would we do in this situation?
Besides yell at each other? Yell at each other. We won't say anything to each other. This is how it is, folks. We won't say anything to each other for about an hour, 45 minutes, and then one of us will be like,
I hate you,
and I hate you too. But we just hold each other's hands, like, I love you. I'm just scared, and you'd be like, I'm scared too.
What's happening to us?
I don't know.
Yeah, we've been asking why a lot. That's for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. But pretty much, Mike actually, like she said, like my wife said, Mike made a good and a proven point to Heather. Like, the map is useless. We've done everything we can. We live in the 20th century. We should be home by now. How come we're not home? It's the woods.
This is your fucking project. This is your fucking fault for getting us out here.
Yeah, but trying to make the point of, okay.
I want to climb that tree.
Oh, yeah. And now this is where we find all, yeah,
yeah
this is where we need to find
the
little Blair Witch.
Like what you said, all the Wicker Men.
All the Wicker Men, yeah, ambulance, yeah. Wicker Men, ambulance and stuff like that, or talismans, whatever you want to call it. And then they got a big Blair Witch Wicker Man up there.
Yeah, and I think Heather ends up taking one, doesn't she? And
yes.
That's why something crazy happened.
She ends up taking one of them, and also one of the and she disturbed one of the rocks formations.
She did.
You weren't supposed to touch it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She ends up touching it because Heather's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Now the funny thing is, the rock formation is actually a Native American. I forget what's it about or why, but I do know it's a Native American type of like ceremony or ritual, what it represents or something. So.
I don't know.
Maybe what I think was, maybe there was three rocks, right?
There were three piles, yeah.
And she touched one of them, and then shit started happening. What if those three were like barrier spells to protect them while they're in the woods?
I don't know.
Like, maybe there was still some shred of, I don't know, like goodness or whatever, or nature trying to protect them.
No, I think it's all psychological.
Psychological?
Yeah,
okay.
I think she's just fucking with them. She's just like, hey, I'm going to get these rocks, and I'm going to put them right here and right here and right here, and this will really scare them.
So you think Heather did it?
Even though I'm sure, like, there is probably some sort of actual something to go along with it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like some sort of ritual.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, she wasn't doing that to protect them. There was nothing there to protect them.
Oh, I love it. Mike just is like just yelling out loud, marching in a circle. Help us. Help. God, help. You know, anybody.
There's no planes, no deer, no birds.
There's nothing. You hear crickets, but that's about it. But there's nothing out there. And the thing is, this is that scene right there. My mom said exactly that when we first saw this film, you know, and she's like, I don't hear anything. No birds, no animals, no anything, no planes.
I mean, nothing is going to be really, like, sane. Nothing's going to be making a sound after, you know, Mike's done.
Of course, yeah. But it happened over and over and over, and it's just like, and then she says, they're in another time, they're back in the past.
Oh, is this the night with the creepy kid?
Yes, this is the night.
This is the night with the creepy kid.
And it's cool.
Yeah, that was my favorite part, because they actually had those kids, like I said, in the black suit, running backwards, and they ran forwards.
It's just one of those scenes. I mean, I want to commentate about it and everything, but this is one of those things where you have to really watch it, and it's really good, and, you know, you might mess
it
up.
They're hearing, they're all in the tent. They are all hearing
and
children laughing.
The,
they're hearing cracks
like
two rocks
like little
slamming together, and then they see little kid handprints on their tent, just beating the tent back and forth.
And you're hearing kids gasp and laugh, like you said, oh, God, it's creepy. And they're like, oh, my God. You hear Josh in the back and going, oh, my God, 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 oh, my God. I mean, he's just so – they're just so scared. And they thought, like, turning the lights off for this night, because this is the first night where they don't start a fire, they don't have any lights on, be in the dark, you can't see us.
Yep. Oh, here it is. It's happening. This scared me so bad the first time I watched
this
movie.
This scared a lot of people. It did. It freaked me out.
Now, mind you, the first time I watched it, since I was only 6 when this movie came out, the first time I actually watched it was whenever I was about 12, so
–
I don't know, like 2006, maybe. I don't even know. But yeah.
Oh, you hear Heather's line.
What the fuck is that? Oh, my God.
Acting.
I like her sweater. I always like her sweater. It always looks really comfy.
It looks, yeah.
It always looks really comfy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad her shoes dried out, though. I wonder how long it took for her boots to dry out.
No kidding. Nothing worse than running around in cold, wet boots.
Yeah, that's awful.
Oh, and there's a squirrel in our backyard in front of us.
What?
We have our own little pea pod, the pocket squirrel.
I'm really glad the cats aren't seeing that.
Yeah, me too. They'd be chasing that thing. And then the cat would be coming in and going, oh, man. I was like, I told you, you shouldn't have fought that squirrel.
Oh, man.
Well, now, this scene right here, now, well, how was... They hear it, it's like, what time is it? It's only 3:00. I'm like, fuck. So they have no.
They just hunker down until daylight.
They stay there in a circle, I guess, to keep themselves warm, huddle up, and they just stay out there in the woods till 6 a.m., till first dawn.
Mm-hmm.
And wait until the madness goes, because let's face it, it's supposed to be 3 a.m. Everybody knows that's supposed to be the witching hour. It's supposed to be when they're at their full strength,
mm-hmm.
and that's when this stuff happened. No telling if you went back there. After it was done and it's still nighttime, ain't happening.
Mm-mm.
I'm freezing.
That's like what happened in like the second movie.
Yep.
Yeah, because it literally fucked with time. It was just like if you stayed at the campsite, time went by normally, but for some reason, as soon as you left the campsite, that couple got back like 2 weeks. They said they were in the woods for 2 weeks.
That's right. They were for 2 weeks, and they just that scene. You're right, because it's like 2 minutes. For us, it was only 2 minutes. Like, bye, see you later. Okay. They come back. Hair's a little bit grown. The guy's got, like, maybe a small beard now, you know.
Yeah,
and she looks
like, emaciated. Like, they ran out of food, like, a week ago. They look awful.
And they were only gone for 2 minutes. But once they went out the woods, it was 2 weeks.
They were done.
And then now it's the morning. They get back, and everything's been ransacked. Everything has been pillaged. There's nothing left. Their campsite is gone.
Josh's
it's ripped apart.
Josh's stuff is, like, covered in slime.
Covered in slime and
so
goop.
So that's how we knew that he was going to be able to... Like,
Josh was going to, yep.
The chosen one that gets picked off.
The martyr, the sacrifice.
The martyr.
Well,
right.
Let's see.
I'm going to do a commercial.
Yeah. Well, and from that point on, we're going to go on commercial here for a minute, folks. Remember, we'd like to thank our sponsors.
Chris Farley Productions. I'm so sorry about that. ChrisFarleyPresents.com. We would like to give a huge shout-out to ChrisFarleyPresents.com for being
one of our new
great
sponsors. We thank you very much for it, and thank you for giving us a show that we are able to fuse out and talk about every week.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, that's Chris Farley.
ChrisFarleyPresents.com.
All right. And then we're going to go on a commercial, and then we will be right back momentarily. So go to the bathroom, take a piss, ask for seconds.
Come back, please.
See you in a bit.
I'm black man, saving man's eyes, one stereotype at a time. To the black mobile. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard. Pronto.
Will black man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFarleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business,
around the world. That's right. You can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
And we're back. All right, now to the second part here of the Blair Witch Project. Well, it was in 99, starring Heather Donahue, Joshua Leonard, and Michael Williams.
It doesn't matter. All their last names should be Donahue. Heather Donahue, Mike Donahue, Josh Donahue.
All right, now we're back.
Donahue.
I hope you guys enjoyed yourself. Had a little break there and everything. Cigarette break. Remember, it is a non-smoking establishment because that's the law in Texas now.
No smoking inside.
No smoking inside whatsoever.
No smoking inside, please. Oh, this is the part where Heather starts hyperventilating because they passed this tree once, and then they passed this tree twice, and then...
I'm doing my Chris Pratt face. Gina goes,
not the same tree.
This is the part, and everybody realizes in the theater that, we are fucked.
They are fucked, and they're going in circles.
They're going in circles.
They're literally going in circles.
They literally went... north the whole time. Mike has the best lines in this part, in this whole fucking movie. Mike just flats out, he's the audience.
He is the audience. He is supposed to be the audience.
He's supposed to be the audience and how we feel. He's the eyes that we go through. They go through the scene and they're like, how is that possible? You hear him in the background. That's not fucking real. How is this possible? And then he just yells out loud, fuck you, God. I mean, he's just so angry. He's no longer scared. He's fucking pissed now.
He's so pissed. pissed. Now, this is something I pointed out that you really, really liked. You never noticed it in this movie until I said something, that Mike's chest hair looks eerily like one of those six-figure men. I think I pointed that out to you, and you were just like, holy fucking shit, it really does.
It does.
And I think that might be something, like some sort of foreshadowing, I want to say.
Symbolism of what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah, because all he is angry. Like, they're all mad, you know, but like he's more angry than scared.
Yeah.
Heather is more scared than angry, and Josh is more along the lines 50-50. He's a solid 50-50. I like Josh.
Mike, I could relate to the most. I'd just be pissed off. And
Let's be Heather and Mike for Halloween.
What are you talking about? We are. No, I'm joking, guys. We're not. We're not that mean to each other.
I don't scream at him that much.
No, not that much.
Yeah, I said that much.
No, that's when I said, yeah, that much.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they can't see my obvious wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
No, we're good. No, it's funny now. Now this is the scene where Josh is like, okay, here's your situation. You're lost in the woods. You go over here to see and find a Blair Witch. There's nobody here to help you. That's your motivation. And he just breaks down Heather just like, she's finally broken.
And even Josh is just like, dude, stop. Quick.
No kidding, but it's like, what about you, Mike?
Oh, no, that was Josh that was yelling it all in her face. Okay,
yeah, it wasn't Mike, yeah.
Was the
Mike,
was,
yeah, the heavyset, yeah, Mike, heavyset guy. Mike was pretty much going like, can you just please stop yelling at each other, all right?
Stop yelling at me.
But
Heather's breaking down crying.
She's done that. She finally broke. The strong will, you know, determined, independent woman, gone. Now she's just a scared little girl now. Who wants her mom and daddy. That's it.
Yup.
I mean, we all know
your mom and dad can't help you at this point. Like, what are they going to do? Get lost in the woods with you? I would hate having my parents lost in the woods with me. They'd constantly be telling me how to get out of the woods, and I'm just like, fine, Jackie, go for it. You think you can get me out of the woods, you go for it.
I always tell my mom this. My mom's, my background's a little bit different. My mom's Mexican, my dad's white. So my mom's Mexican be like, mijo, no, bruja, no.
No, you're not doing that. I'm not going there.
No, mijo, that's bruja. Like, yep, you're right. And I wouldn't go. I wouldn't be in the woods.
I love your mother. I love Carrie so much. She's great.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Carrie, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know. And not a name like most like would be like, you know, Rosemary. My aunt's name is Rosemary, but it's like, you know, and my grandmother's name is Gloria. You think her name would be like Esmeralda or Vanessa, something like to that caliber, but nope.
No.
Carol.
Okay, you say Rosemary, and then what was the other one?
Gloria? My grandmother's name is Gloria.
No, it'd have to be flower-related. It would have to be plant or flower-related, because that seems to be the theme going on there. Rosemary is, you know, obviously for morning glory.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, something floral for your mom.
Well, she was a flower child.
I don't think violet. I don't like violet.
I don't like violet either.
Ivy.
Ivy?
No, that's American Horror Story. I'm
Rosa.
Sorry. Rosa?
Rosa.
I like that one. Yeah.
Rosa.
That's my cousin's name.
Rosa and Rosemary.
Yeah.
Perfect. There you go.
Cool.
Right there.
So
and so, but the thing is, it's just like, yeah, my mom would be like, no, bruja, mijo, no. And she's right. It kind of be like a Paranormal Activity, the marked ones. Like that one right there. That
Did
type
I
of
watch
background.
That one? I don't know if I watched that
That's
one.
That's the one where they go to, it takes place in East LA.
Yeah.
With the Catholic. Yeah, that's the one that I like. That's a really scary one.
Yeah, that was the only one that I liked because I actually know what she was doing with that whole egg.
Oh, it's not
like,
yeah.
That's a real thing.
That's a real thing. Real thing.
It's an actual thing.
Seen it firsthand, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Seen it firsthand, ladies and gentlemen. Did the egg ceremony with the priestess when she does that stuff? Yeah. Absolutely.
I thought it was just someone's grandma.
Well, the grandmother can do it, but the thing is that a priest is supposed to do it.
Right?
Yeah, somebody's ordained into supposed to do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. Oh yeah. Now this is the next day.
Josh went missing last night.
Mm-hmm. So you can pretty much say goodbye to Josh. Josh is gone. Josh got sloosh.
This is like the last day before they find the house, right? Or
this
is the last day with the house. Wait, what?
Okay, no. The what house is this right now? This is Josh is gone. We never even got an earshot. So they're gonna keep yelling, Josh.
Why do Heather's nails look so nice? Like her nails barely have any dirt under them.
But remember, they were only out there for, I think for like maybe two or three days.
Well, I mean, you're still going to be getting dirt under your nails if you're hiking. Like, your nails are going to look gross. Hers still look great.
She wore mittens, too. Remember? She wore mittens.
Yeah, she has been wearing gloves.
And gloves and stuff. Oh, I love this plane, too.
Man, I'd be chewing the shit out of my nails, though, in this situation. She has grown her nails out.
The funny thing is, now Mike is losing it, and Mike makes something very... He just says something very simple, but makes sense. He goes, after losing this and they're realizing they're dealing with a witch, so which way you want to go? Well, which witch was worse? Wicked Witch of the East or Wicked Witch of the West? And she goes, Heather goes, Wicked Witch of the West. Okay, let's go east. Because they went north and it didn't get them anywhere.
They went south, but didn't get them anywhere.
Didn't get them anywhere either. So now they're going to try the lesser of the evils. They're going to go east.
Just throwing that out there. It was going to go east.
They're going to go
that's
east.
That's actually how they come across the house later.
They do. And this is
They don't even set up the tent this night.
No, they do. They're just so tired, though. They cut it out. But, yeah, they do. Because it's cold out there. It's almost like, you know, it's October in New England.
Yeah, and they did. I like that they stopped filming the day of Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
That was awesome. But, and then... Mike and Heather are each other's,
basically their support.
For each other. Like, they're no longer mad at each other like they were at first when they just wanted to kill each other. They're now become brother and sister. They need each other. They're their only family that they've got now. Mike is pretty much now the scared little boy, little brother, and she's trying to be the older sister, you know, mom type feel, you know, like, you know, mentor person. And she's losing it as well.
She's been losing it.
But, I mean, but she's trying to be the strong and hold it. Like, I got to stay, you know,
yeah,
for the family, you know, stuff like that. Kind of like the single mom type feel to it. And now they hear Josh screaming outside at night.
They just hear him screaming. He's just screaming.
He's just screaming. And it sounds like he's getting tortured. The other two are just pretty much losing it. They're like, Josh, where are you? Tell me where you are. Tell me where you are, man. Tell me where are you, bro. You know. And it
where is my favorite scene? This is not it yet.
It's the next scene.
The next morning is when they
find the little care package.
It's the twigs with Josh's teeth and hair in them.
Hair in them and it's supposed to be a tongue. Prosthetic, but it's a prosthetic tongue. It's not.
Oh, is that what it's supposed to be? His tongue?
A tongue, teeth. Actually, a tongue, teeth, and hair.
Oh, okay. See, I just thought it was like the teeth and hair. I didn't think there was a tongue there.
And it's got a piece of his flannel that's wrapped into it. Bloody. That's wrapped from his t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's like a care package. Like, this is what happened to Josh. This is what happens when you don't believe.
I mean,
I'm going to do far worse to you.
I mean, he believed though. He didn't not believe.
He didn't take it serious. I think.
Not take it seriously.
It's the old saying, I don't believe until I see it. And guess what? When you see it, what happens? It's over with.
Yeah.
It's the cliche in every horror film.
Oh, yeah. In the second movie, or what the fuck ever, they can't look at it or else it kills them. And then that one chick figured it out. She was recording and using the screen.
Yeah, it's her mirror,
camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. And that is so damn true. How come these three weren't taken just like that in the blink of an eye? Because they didn't use that concept.
They didn't see her. They didn't look at her. Like, where was she? She wasn't, she never showed up.
Well, remember when Heather says, oh my God, what is that? What the fuck is that? Well, it was the kid, that night scene with the kids, you know, hitting
the
tent.
Yeah, that's what she was talking about.
Was she looking at the kids, like the little entities, or was that the Blair Witch?
What the fuck was that? Like, what the fuck just happened?
Okay, as in the situation
that. Yes, as in the situation that.
Okay.
What the fuck was that?
I always had a concept that she turned around, she goes, oh my God, what is that? What the fuck is that? Like, she's pointing and she's running. Like, and then that's the Blair Witch.
Pointing at the tent.
At the tent, okay.
If you think
it's just
right.
there's a lot of loopholes, and I'm not talking about time loopholes either.
Yeah.
Well, the next morning. She puts the camera on. Of course, she turns on and she shows Mike's face. Like, Mike's still here. Just want everybody to know he's okay.
But
you know,
Mike wants it away from the tent, and Heather is the one that has to take it away from the tent. And she opens it up. She sees what's inside, and she decides not to tell Mike what it is.
Yeah.
She decides that it's best he does not know. The twigs are bound together by Josh's flannel, like a strip of his flannel shirt. So that's, you know, what freaks Mike out. That's all he sees is that was Josh's shirt. Get this away. She takes it away. She, like, tosses it. She just tosses
it. They toss it. They probably go, oh, yeah, Mike's in the corner just back and forth.
Mike is against the tree, like, walking back and forth. And he's like, I found a cigarette.
He's pretty much doing mankind. I found cigarettes. They're in the bottom of my backpack. We got smokes. We're good. We're good. We got smokes.
He's like jonesing.
He's just jonesing. That's the only thing. So he's still doing it, and there's like two left in the course, one for him and one for Heather.
Mm-hmm. So I think later on, Heather goes over there and she opens it.
Yeah, she's telling she has to do it now. Heather puts her arm over Mike here. Yeah, see that part right there? You really feel bad for these two now. Really bad.
You really do.
Heather puts his arm over Mike and, like, hugging him, like, you know, God, I would, you know, it's going to be okay. We're not going to make it.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. You really see what they're at. They're at the mercy of this witch. Like, there's no way.
I really like how this thing was made from the twigs. It's like a little box made from twigs.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. She notices it's kind of leaking something. She's like, the fuck? She opens it up. She sees it's a little pouch made from Josh's shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Opens that up. Then proceeds to start freaking out. There, his hair, his teeth, a shit ton of blood, which I later found out was supposed to be his tongue.
Yeah.
Which I,
like, you see a little pink
earlier.
Middle, like, right there? There's his teeth, and right there, that little... looks like a heart thing.
Oh, okay.
That's his tongue. That's why when you heard Mike,
like,
no, sorry, when you hear Josh screaming, you hear him like, it's like his tongue's being pulled out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's awful. That's awesome. This is such a good movie.
It's such a good movie. I really like this part right here. And it's just like, that's the demise. I mean, we don't know what happened to his body, but that's his remains and what the Blair Witch did to him.
What happened to Josh?
He's gone.
He's gone. Well, we know what happened to him. He's in the hotel room just eating it up.
Eating it up, watching Monday Night Football and drinking a six-pack of beer.
With his girlfriend.
With his girl, and yes, and probably, yes, you're exactly right
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that like that.
No, no, no. That's why I meant that, too. It's like, he's probably with his fucking girlfriend. Like, yes, you're right. In that, too. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He's hanging out with his girl, and he's really hanging out with his girl. Probably missed her and everything.
I really like her shirt. I just like Heather's outfits, even though she's like...
They're just simple and basic.
I want to know why and how, why she put her hair up in a French braid this last day. Because the other days, it has been in a bun. It has just been in a bun or just braided. Like, who French braids their own hair?
And it looks
when
that good.
About to die, basically, while they're lost in the woods.
Do you notice it's also straight down the middle? It's not like a to a side or something.
Yeah, it is.
How
like,
hard is that?
Great. Like, how did she do this?
Mike, we're looking at you. Did you help out?
Did you braid her hair?
Mike, if you did, great job.
And this is the part that I felt bad because she's putting on her backpack. She's freaking out because she saw this Josh's blooded hair and tongue. She's not telling Mike about it.
Mike is asking, what's the matter? What's going on?
Yeah, he's asking, what's the matter? She's putting her backpack on. It gets caught in her hair. That's the part I felt the worst at for her because, like, she's just, it's over. It's done. Nothing can get worse.
Nothing.
My hair is caught.
Her hair is caught. Like, she just hit rock bottom again. Like, okay, this is it. I'm done.
I mean,
it's like, I understand, Heather.
It's a trivial thing.
Yeah, no, but I understand. Just a little quick little 20-second thing here, then we'll go right back to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I had a 12-hour shift bartending. It was homecoming. I was making drinks left and right. Somebody didn't want this way. You know how people are. They want this drink like this. They want it like this. I just got so tired to the point where it's like, man, I can't make it anymore. And I had 5 or 6 cups of coffee. Doesn't work. And then finally, my button falls off my vest, and my gut comes out. I'm like, Jesus, whatever. I'm done.
We both had pretty bad days yesterday.
Done. This was a really nice vest. But now
it was a fucking work vest.
Yeah,
they gave me one of those whenever I was working.
Yeah, but I liked it. It was my only vest.
I had to sew the buttons back onto my vest. I don't know how yours like have lasted that long.
It's just a miracle. But
I was, mind you, I was working front desk whenever Seth and I met. He was bartending. I was front desk.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why. Oh my god, my manager kept telling me I looked cute in my uniform.
Because your manager was a creeper, that's why.
Oh, my God.
Well, anyway, really now we go on to the scene here.
Yay, my favorite one.
This is the one where Heather and her close-up, if you know what I mean, her close-up.
No, this was the scene that made this movie famous.
Yeah, this is the scene, yeah.
Like, that's it. Okay.
Heather's close-up. You want to turn it up a little bit?
Yeah, I'll turn it up.
Hope you guys can hear this. It's a really good thing. Tell anyone. I hope they can hear it. It's a really good scene.
Hunted.
Hunted. It's like the proof. Oh, yes, turns around.
I just want to say sorry to Mike's mom and to Josh's mom. And this is all my fault. Yeah, you're right,
you're
Heather.
Right. To my mom.
I'm glad you finally admitted that.
I want to say I'm sorry to everybody's mom in alphabetical order, starting with Anderson. And Anderson, and so on. 5 minutes later. Billy, Anderson, Bill.
See, but this is so real. Like, she doesn't even care that, like, snot's coming out of her mouth.
Oh, God, yeah, you saw the snot. And then the last...
The best.
I'm sorry to interrupt, sweetie. And me too. But that last line she says, though, is, like, we're all going to die.
We're all going to die.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you pretty much finally gave in. The realization of the situation, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to die. And it's just not just saying that line. It's just that imagine you being in this situation or any situation for that matter where you don't know if you're going to wake up tomorrow. This is it. It's darkness after this. Or what's ever going on? What's going to happen after this night?
Yeah.
Is there going to be a big white guy with a beard saying, welcome to heaven? Or is there just going to be total, utter darkness? Or... Buddha, Nirvana, you find enlightenment, or who knows, right? It's like, that's scary. That's scary. You don't know what's going to happen.
She's just accepted that.
Like, and she just accepted it. Like, it's not like this is it.
Oh, this is the night they come across the house. Yay!
Yeah, now it's the very end of the movie. They're at the Rustin Parr. It's the climax of the film, that Rustin Parr's shack.
Yep.
And this was the place they were trying to find.
Originally,
for the beginning.
They went south and they went north, and then what Mike just says, so which was better, the Witch of the East or the Witch of the West?
Which one was worse?
That one.
Yeah,
so
the West.
They decide to go east, and then just going east has gotten them to this fucking
house. To that point. Well, you and I both agree, to be honest, it's whatever the Blair Witch wants to take you.
Like, if the witch wants you to see this house,
she could have taken, like I said, she could have taken them any moment.
Maybe
she felt like
it. Waiting for them to stop trying to go north or south.
Maybe she, or what I think was she just finally got to the point of like, okay, I've broken them down so much, they are begging for my help just to end it quickly.
They're begging for death. Right?
They're begging for death, and I'll give it to them. I think they deserve it. I think they believe now. It's not just a project. It's real.
Mm-hmm.
I'm real.
Oh, don't they start hearing like Josh's screams coming from his house, and that's why they actually went inside?
Yep.
And that's the biggest reason that they actually went
upstairs. Upstairs, Mike and Heather can hear Josh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're calling their name.
So Heather goes upstairs. Mike goes down to the basement, actually,
mm-hmm.
which was a big
mistake. Oh, yeah. No, first Mike hears Josh's voice, and he goes, he's upstairs. Oh, my God, he's up here, you know.
And she's just like, what are you talking about?
Like,
I can't hear him.
She can't hear him, but they could pick it. They're picking it up on the
on one of the cameras.
On the handheld.
Yeah,
because that's the one with the microphone. The 16-millimeter camera they have,
it doesn't have sound to it.
Yeah, Mike's not having a soundboard on right now. So.
So they go upstairs, and Josh isn't there. So they go downstairs, and Josh isn't there.
Oh,
and they hear him screaming, though.
Yeah, they hear him.
They just hear Josh. They just hear Josh screaming. This is a nice house. This is a cute little house.
And he saw the blood fingerprints and everything, and ancient American and all that stuff, all the symbols on the wall.
Well, yeah, it's still a cute little house.
House. Fix it up and absolutely get Chip and Joanna to go over there and fix it up, right? No, then it would be really cursed. I'm sorry.
There's literally a field of cotton that is down the road from our house that
mm-hmm.
you could just get. I mean, you're pretty much breaking into private property, but you know, you could get a piece of cotton. There, instead of paying fucking $32 for an 18-inch thick of cotton that Chip and Joanna are selling.
Yeah, but then we're going on a rant there. Okay, we're going on a rant there. But now it's out.
Talk about the people that like can't take that on the plane, so they go to UPS and have it shipped. And then they get upset about the shipping cost.
Yeah.
By the way, I used to work at UPS. I know these people. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not fucking stupid.
He's had a good day, guys. Well, anyway.
Sorry.
And then when Josh goes down there first, because he hears, Mike goes down there, hearing Josh, you know, you're down here, okay. And he's like, Josh, where are you? There's nobody there. The camera falls, you know.
So what we are hearing is what that camera down in the basement is
the camcorder's picking
while
up from
Heather
the mic.
Has the 16-millimeter one. She's screaming for Mike. She's screaming for Josh. She's going downstairs. Return. And then you see Mike.
Mike in the corner.
Just standing there. Is he standing or hanging?
No, he's just standing there in the corner because that's how the Rustin Parr would kill his victims.
Yeah,
because the kid's in
the corner.
Because
yeah.
he couldn't stand their eyes.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the demise of Heather happens. The camera knocks down and she's gone.
It would have been so good had it just, like, ended with, like, Heather's face.
Of being shown,
just,
yeah.
Like,
and,
then,
and being dragged a little bit, like, and being dragged. But that's what they did with Paranormal Activity.
Yeah,
but here's the thing, though. The original original ending to Blair Witch was something like that. It was the 16-millimeter gets dropped, and it gets raised up again, and it's the POV shot, and it's looking at Heather. And Heather is looking at the camera, offside at the camera, and then looking offside to see what it is. And she just lets out a blood-curdling scream, and it ends. Like the Blair Witch, picks up the camera, or Rustin Parr picks it up. Josh, who knows? But the entity itself picks up the camera, and the last thing you see is Heather's face.
That would have been so good.
And it would have been a circle of completion.
That's the end of
Blair Witch. Well, let's see. We got 30 minutes left here.
We do.
All right. We're going to be talking about certain things now, like topical moments, what's been going on in movies, what's been going on in video games, books, literature, shows. First, I'm going to give this to my wife real quickly because yours truly has to use the little boy's room.
Okay, fine.
And talking about
I guess I can talk about
American Horror Story. One, how did you like it so far? And the conspiracy or the whole conflict or whatever, why it was censored because of the shooting thing.
That I already talked about. That
oh, episode. You did. That's right.
I talked about that episode last week. So this week's episode was a little more calm down, but not. Basically, do you guys remember the Zodiac Killer? So apparently, the Zodiac Killer was a group of women that called themselves Scum that was, oh my goodness, what was the woman's name that tried to assassinate Andy Warhol? I'm just going to look up Andy Warhol assassination, just to see. I think it was like Valerie something. Sorry, guys. Yeah, okay, Valerie Solanas. She ended up forming or like making up this crazy cult, like, I guess it was a cult, of radical women, you know, that were against men. She hated men. She absolutely hated men. But yet, she had absolutely no problem with selling her body for some money so that she could get bullets to try to assassinate Andy Warhol, who is, I don't know, some fucking artist back in the 80s, I think, the 70s and 80s. He would, like, bleach his hair silver. He was crazy, basically. But he was played by Evan Peters. That was pretty cool. But, okay, sorry, about the episode. I can't do this without Seth. This is hard. This is awful. I apologize, guys.
I'm back, guys. Sorry about that. I just had to interrupt.
Basically, all the women just turned against Evan Peters' character, Ty Anderson, because they're tired of him.
Oh.
They're tired of men taking over, being dominant, I guess. So it's all those women that are basically just like anti-men. I forget the word for it. It's not masochist because that's a hate against women.
But,
yeah. So that's what they are. They just hate men. They're men haters.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make sure not to ever make you angry like and do that to me, okay?
I don't think,
want you to be a zodiac.
I don't think I could hate men so much as I just like hate people that think that just because they're
superior
to me, no one is better than anybody else.
That's right.
I feel like, you know, it's just treat others with respect.
Unless you're Stanley.
So, unless you're actually Superman.
No, Batman won. He won that one, remember?
Yeah.
It's Batman you have to worry about.
Because Superman's got that stupid fucking weakness to Kryptonium.
Yeah.
Kryptonite. Shit! Oh my fucking God! I can't even do this anymore! I'm done.
Hey, guys. We're back
here. Oh, my God.
Well, let me just say for a moment, recently what I've been doing, I've been playing this new video game, The Evil Within 2. I've been really enjoying it. I've liked it a lot. It's been very graphic. It's a lot more stealthy than it was the one before. I'm trying to see what else I've done over here. We went to go see It again, and we took one of our friends to go see It. And here's a funny thing. When we went to go see this movie, It, we loved it as always. My wife was very scared to the point, and we all thought that was going to be her best friend that was going to be the one who was scared because she doesn't like clown stuff. And it turns out she looks at my wife, and she's pretty much saying, "Why did you do this? I was not scared." I mean, my wife was doing everything she could. Oh, man. But it was great. We enjoyed it. We thought about seeing Happy Death Day, but we're kind of iffy on that one for the moment.
Only mainly because you think that it's the ending that you think it is.
And I bet you it is, too. I promise you it is.
Since we haven't seen it, we honestly don't even know, like, what the ending is, even though you honestly probably have called it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for the interruption.
You do no wrong, folks. But like I said, I've been playing that one a lot. And the thing is, with the new Evil Dead, the Evil Within 2, it's not the same voice actor. It's actually somebody different. So I was kind of knocked up about that one. But storyline and everything goes deeper into the STEM facility. It's becoming more and more Umbrella, I've noticed. They're called Morbius, of course. That's the name of their group, but it really reminds me of that. It's got the same color scheme and everything. So I say check it out. I can't wait for the new Wolfenstein 2. That's another one I've been wanting to play, the new Colossus. And the reason why is there is this rally against it or this demonstration against Wolfenstein because...
Is it because of the Nazis and
yeah.
the other Nazis in America are getting fucking offended?
Yeah.
I hope they are.
Yeah, it pretty much is what it is. Like my wife says, it's like the Nazis, the alt-right party. They're getting offended. They know that's not right. It's like last time I checked, there was a whole debate about it called World War II that my grandfather
fought. In Germany, they are actually very, very ashamed of, or not really ashamed, more as they teach that as a learning experience.
Yeah.
And in America, we, for some reason, there are people that have glorified it that think that the Holocaust didn't even fucking happen. There are memorials. There are people that survived that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They, oh my God, I can't even begin. I'm so mad about that.
Yeah.
That's infuriating to me.
It is. It's very infuriating. And it's just to the point where it's like, the World War II never happened. The Holocaust never happened. 9/11 never happened. And it was a drone. This whole time, right? Those people who did not die, they didn't. It was all fake.
Yeah.
Fake news, right? Okay. Well, the point is, that's what they're doing with Wolfenstein.
Thanks,
yeah. That's what they're doing on Wolfenstein, too. And it's like, you know what? This makes me want to get the game even more, and this makes me want to continue what my grandfather did back in WW2. Now, killing Nazis. So, I can't wait to do it. It's going to be a fun game. There's also another one that's not so much horror, but horror-related, you know, like real life, is Call of Duty, World War II. This looks amazing. I love World War II once again. And the commercials are very funny about it. It reminds me of my friends trying to get back together and, okay, let's do it for one more mission. You know, one more, you know. But everybody's grown up. They've got lives. So they've got family members.
Yeah, Garcia's got a wife and kids now. We're not going to get Garcia.
Hey, guys, we got Garcia. All right. Let's see. Oh, yeah, today, if there's any wrestling fans out there tonight listening on our show, it's also TLC tonight. I'll be watching that pay-per-view with my friends, and you can hear that on my other podcast, which I'll be giving the details here. I don't know if I have the rights permission to promote that because it's on another radio.
It's a different
affiliate.
Company.
So yeah, but well, I'll pass words on Facebook in case you want to follow that. But it's TLC, Tables, Ladders, and Chairs. Not Go Chasing Waterfalls, but Tables, Ladders, and Chairs. I'm looking forward to the main event. There's like a case of meningitis that's been going around the WWE locker room, and half the Raw talent, not SmackDown talent, but half the Raw talent are sick. So they had to redo it a little bit.
It's not a podcast to talk about the meningitis on WWE.
I know, I'm just saying, that's kind of weird.
For that.
But other than that, like I said, I've just been playing this game. Hopefully I'm getting better at it. Next week we're thinking about doing...
I have no clue.
Well, what's the next week? Is it Halloween weekend next week?
Yeah, it is Halloween weekend.
Okay, then guess what? This is going to be my wife's one. I'm going to be there to help her out. I'll still be commentating, but I'm going to let her take the show and everything.
Hopefully, I will not embarrass myself like I did today trying to talk about American Horror Story.
Okay, what we're going to do, though, I'm going to be there every inch of the way. Sorry, sweetie, just had to use the restroom.
That's why we have literally have a commercial break.
Yeah, I know. You had to go again. It was my apologies. Sorry, you gotta go. But the good news is this: it's gonna be Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking. Why not Michael Myers? You know why not Michael Myers?
Do you want to know my reasoning behind why you're not doing the Michael Myers one? Because everybody and their fucking grandmother has done Michael Myers. Every Hallow fucking Ween. And that is my word now. Hallow fucking Ween. Everybody and their mother. Everybody and their grandmother. Everybody and their fucking dog has done this movie. I'm tired of it. I want to do something different. I don't care if I don't like this movie. I'm going to give this a shot. Because I've never seen this. So, you know, I know that there's like that annoying fucking song, you know, 7 Days Till Halloween.
I loved it.
When did that movie come out?
Like, the movie came out like in 84, 85.
Okay,
like
so back in the 80s, that was like a big form of entertainment.
Yeah.
We didn't have smartphones. I was not born in the 80s, so I don't fucking know. But that was like their biggest form of entertainment. So if a commercial told a bunch of kids to put this mask on and do this, and the Halloween spirit's going to do what the fuck ever. Kids in the 80s would have done that because that's a fun thing to do.
I would have done it. I was a kid in the 80s.
Exactly.
I would have done it. I would have had a great time doing it. But the bad part is just when you start having bugs and the mask is melting on your face and bugs are coming out of your orifice, that's the downer. But the point is, I got my Silver Shamrock Halloween mask, and that's what it was all about.
Exactly. So, like, that was a thing that they would have fucking loved. So that's why I want to do this movie.
And she's never, and I'll be honest, folks, I will tell you right now, she has never seen it. She's intrigued, but she's always wanted to see it. because, like I said, she likes the concept, and a lot of people kind of agree now, the older they get, is Haddonfield is the birthplace of Halloween when it comes to stuff like that. But it would have been nice and different if it was something different would have happened to this town in Halloween.
Yeah.
Get the serial killer, Michael Myers, then you had the druids and witches. That was in the second part. The third part could have been, I don't know, bring back Michael, but it turns out it could have been maybe, oh, my God.
Is that what they did?
Yeah, they brought back Michael.
That's exactly what they did.
No, they brought back Michael, but it turns out they think, like, oh, my God, Michael's back, but it's not Michael. Maybe somebody taking in on new territory, like a copycat killer, or maybe, hell, the way the franchise's wars are here, put Freddy in it, Jason in it.
Yeah, no, that would have been awful. See, but I like the whole concept that something happens, something different happens every Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But with the first and second movie, it makes it hard for that to happen because the first and second movie, you know, were released how they were.
Yeah.
And it takes place like the day after.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, the second movie takes place right after the first one. So it's basically a continuation of it. So that's why you have Halloween 1 and 2 that follow Michael. But then the third one is just something fucking weird. Now, if they had actually kept it up and there was like a Halloween 4 that did something weird, something different, something
unique,
like, you know how it said Season of the Witch? They could have, I mean, I don't know, brought back the witches. Fucking what's the Irish?
Stallion?
What?
Stallion. It's his name.
No. It's the Irish folklore monster. The Dullahan. They could have gotten like a Dullahan in Houseville.
Haddonfield. That's okay.
Yeah. Haddonfield.
In Haddonfield. Yeah, they could have done that. That would have been great.
Yeah, like a Dullahan got loose somewhere. Bring in the Irish shit or something. I don't know.
Well, then if they did that.
Something crazy every Halloween, right?
Finn Balor.
No, wrong podcast, goddammit.
No, but I mean, that's the Balor. That's the name of it, the Balor. Oh, he's a giant, he's a monster, he's a demon, and he's the Demon King. He's the Balor, yeah, the Demon King.
Yeah.
Good, but it would have been cool with the Celtic Irish folklore and everything and Haddonfield, and that's like the premise of the background.
Like, whoever founded Haddonfield.
And it would be like, yeah, let's say this pilgrim group who left and they were very into that.
Yeah.
You know, like Druid, Celtic folklore.
Yeah, let's make a Halloween movie.
We could do that. It could be the origins. Just call it Halloween Origins, but they've probably done that as well.
Oh, my God, that'd be bad.
Well, we got 16 minutes left. Is there anything else that you
I've got nothing to talk about.
Nothing to talk about. All right. Well, guys, we're going to take it from there.
We're probably going to cut this one a little short.
We're going to cut this one a little short here. Sorry about little mishaps and everything, but, hey, this is our first time doing this, and we promise you that every time that you're always going to get a show here at the Best Little Horror Podcast in Texas. As for me, my name is Seth.
I'm Jennifer.
And remember,
you are what you eat.
Dark night. It's a dark night.